Blog Talk Radio.
Her day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine. Takes forever getting ready, so she's never on time for anything. She gets that come get me look in her eyes. Well, it kinda scares me the way that she drives me wild. She drives me wild. Beautiful, crazy, she can't help but amaze me.
Stand by for passion. Good morning. Welcome to Passions Podcast. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from Palm Beach County, Florida. It's Thursday, December 8th, 2022. The talk show is streaming worldwide on the net, brought to you in part by Blog Talk Radio. Today's topic of discussion is kindfulness, the new twist on mindfulness. I have read a few articles about this topic. It's healthy emotions and good information. And I wanted to talk about kindfulness because the year is coming to a close and a lot of great things are going on. And I wanted to bring a discussion about extending yourself, even in the smallest way. The effort is the blessing. I'm going to start off with that. I'm in studio here in South Florida, Palm Beach County, and I have a special guest on the line. Amber Espinay is calling in from Virginia Beach. We're friends on Facebook. She shares videos about her faith in God. She references scripture. There is definitely something light about her, and I want to bring her on the air with us. Stand by, everybody. Welcome to Passions Podcast, Amber.
Hi.
Ladies and gentlemen, Amber's really, to me, she was enlightening. I wanted her to come on the air with me, and we're going to talk about kindfulness. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Deborah. So glad that you have me on here today. Very excited about being on here.
I wanted you to share with the listeners, I love when I get on Facebook, it's so great to see something so lovely and anointing at the same time. You're God-centered, you're nurturing, and I really appreciate that about you. Share with the listeners your message about kindfulness and what it means to you.
Yes. You know, I've been a Christian my whole life. I was raised by my mother, who still is with me, very kind. She taught us, as my twin and I, who has passed recently, she taught us to love people, to be kind. When someone was mean to you, it's okay. Be kind, because God will take care of it all. And I was raised in a home that really was very, very in tune with that. My mom always knew that if we did it the way God said to do it, that everything would go okay for us in our lives. And she was my extreme example of that. You know, the Bible tells us, actually, there's scripture in the Bible, and it says in the book of Proverbs, I think in the 11th chapter, it says, those who are kind benefit themselves, help themselves, but those that are cruel bring a ruin to themselves. And if you ever think about it, Deborah, if you look at people, sometimes you see people daily, or people even in your family, or people you know, they just have a bad outlook on life, and they just are always grumbling and complaining and never happy. And, you know, that's a toxic, actually. We want to be around people that are kind, because even though we don't always do everything right, but if we keep our heart right, it'll help us.
Amen on that. Truly, it's so nice to hear your thoughts on this. And I know a lot of people are going to be tuning in, a lot of them live. You can listen to the talk show on an Android, an iPhone, a laptop, a tablet, and I'm just feeling blessed to have you on the show today. Let's continue on. You know, you have a lot going on, what you do with the videos. What inspired you to enlighten the world every day? Whoever watches your short videos are packed with love and emotion.
I actually was inspired by, and this is a touching thing to me and daring, but one of my dearest best friends, her son, who was a fitness trainer, kind of like a lot that I did growing up. I was in the health and fitness industry. I work out pretty much every day as well still. But her son, Jacob, who was my godson, I was with him when he was born. He died last year. He died of an overdose, got something bad, and he was very much struggling with it. But he did these videos every day. He did them to help people, and he was so motivated. But the sad thing is that this addiction took his life. But when he stopped doing them, I was determined to stand in there and do it for him. So, sorry, he's trying not to cry. Last year I started, last April, and, you know, I didn't know if it was doing anything, and I kept doing them, but I sometimes thought, well, should I keep doing these videos? But then I would have people say, hey, you know, I've given my life back to God, or, hey, I'm starting to go to church again, and hey, keep doing it, please, it's helping. And so that's why I do it, because I want people to know that God cares about them. Jesus loves them. He wants to change their life. There's so much heartache and sorrow. You know, you and I both know that. We both lost our twin. You lost your twin that you told me about, and I lost my twin a few months ago, my identical twin. My twin, and I know it's funny talking about your twin because we look identical at times. We kind of changed. She was a makeup artist. She did her hair a little differently, but she had the most kind heart, the most loving, gentle soul. And when she passed away, I said, oh, God, I want to be more like my twin was when she prayed so much for people and was there. And I know that she's with Jesus now. And I know that, you know, there's a crown of righteousness, you know, that's waiting for her. And I thank God for that, you know. But kindness will take us a long way. I'll tell this little quick story. When I was a fitness trainer, I was running a health club. I was aerobics director. And there was a new manager that came in, and I actually was blessed that I could teach praisercise. I taught at 10:30 every morning. My mom watched the nursery. My son was little at the time, and I was very excited. They had hired me to, you know, to help them with the aerobics directing and the fitness training, and I made a board, and it said praisercise 10:30. Well, the next morning, and I took about a whole day to make this new chart to show everybody's classes, including myself. When I came in, it was blacked out, mine, only mine. And the janitor said, I know who did that. He said, Nick did that, the new manager. And I was so upset. Deborah, I wanted to leave. I started packing my things out of my office, but the Lord spoke to me. He said, do not leave. He said, Ecclesiastics, he sent me to a scripture I never read before, and this is what it said. I don't have it in front of me, but it said, if the ruler of your place rises up against you, do not leave, because if you do, you'll cause many offenses. So I literally put my stuff back into my desk, and here comes Nick at 1 o'clock. Instead of saying mean things to him and telling him off, the Lord said, you show love. So I went into his office. I said, Nick, can I talk to you for a minute? He said, yeah, what's going on, Amber? I said, Nick, I said, I know what you did. I know you did that. You blocked out my chart. Why? He looked at me. He said, how do you know that? I said, somebody saw you. He said, you want to know why I did it? Because every time I see it, it brings conviction. He goes, I used to be like you, Amber. I used to love Jesus. I used to go to church, but I stopped going many years ago. And he just started crying, Deborah. And he said, will you forgive me? I said, of course. Well, I want to say, you know, he gave his heart to Jesus. He came to church. And if I would have shown meanness instead of kindness, who knows what would have happened to him in his life, you know, Deborah? But that's
amazing.
That's the beauty of God. We can have a choice in life. We can show love or we can be mean. You know, we're not perfect. We're going to get mad at people. We're going to get upset. You brush yourself off and get back up and tell God, please forgive me and help me show love. So that's what I believe, you know?
Yes, Amber. Thank you so much for that input. Ladies and gentlemen, Amber is calling in from Virginia Beach, and I'm here in South Florida. And we're talking about kindfulness, and I've been reading some articles and looking at stuff online, and it goes a little bit like this. How can Kindfulness help you? It reminds us to be forgiving and friendly to ourselves and others. Mindfulness is a present state of awareness. And so we get the combination of kindness and mindfulness. Pick your thoughts and practice good things. Go out, help others in the community. If you don't want to go out in the community, connect with somebody that may need a donation. I know I've been doing some mission work for a while, but I'm enlightened to know about what's going on in your area and how listeners can help you in your mission work.
Yes, Deborah. I actually do my missions work in Florida. I'm in Virginia Beach right now, taking care of my grandbaby, helping my son, who is an eye doctor, as well as his wife, and I will be coming to Florida in February. But when I'm down to another couple ladies from the church, we reach out to the homeless. We reach out to those that are in need. We make food for them. We get blankets for them or backpacks or things that they need. The church, New Life Church of God in Deerfield Beach, are very kind to the community. They have at the church there baskets that people can put things in to help them. But I can tell you this, Deborah, I've seen miracles happen. I've seen those that were destitute on the street coming to church and getting baptized. His name is Ron. He comes all the time. He's down there. Another one that comes to mind is Josh, who is up in Indiana now. But do you know, for 10 weeks straight, he came to church. He was tattered and torn. He was still on the streets doing drugs, but I kept telling him, but Josh, keep coming because you're going to get free. You're going to get free, Josh. And he kept coming. And one day when I had the church bus, because I would drive the big blue church bus down there to pick him up, he wasn't there. But do you know that he took the city bus and he was late and he came and the people in the church would come and pray for him. And do you know that after 10 weeks, he went to rehab in Indiana and now he's one of the top salespeople. God's blessed him with his finances. His children are back in his life. And that's what God does. He takes a life that's destitute and has nothing and he restores them. But we have to be that hand extended. We have to show kindness. When you see somebody on the street that's homeless, you don't know what they went through. But for the grace of God, I could have been that one. I could have been there. And that's why my mom taught me as a little girl. She taught me, we're going to go feed people. We're going to go help them. And, you know, my son, when they were little, I took them and did it too. But it's not because I'm saying, hey, look what I did. Okay, let me do my duty. Okay, there you go. There's a couple dollars. Now, God, I did my duty. Uh-uh. If you're doing it for that reason, guess what? It don't mean nothing. But if you can just start praying for people and you can let the love of Christ flow through you in kindness and reach out to them people, I'll tell you what, Jesus in you is going to love them. And I know them by name. I know about 40 of them down there. And they call me and they'll say, when are you coming to Florida? Can we miss your food? And, you know, I say, there's been times I was home and I get a call at 11:30 at night. Oh, Amber, we need blankets. Somebody stole my blanket or my blankets got wet. Can you help? You better believe I'm going to get in my car and go down there and help them. Because that's
so
who Jesus
wonderful.
Was. If you read in the Bible about Jesus, who did he reach out to? He reached out to those that were destitute, that were paralyzed for 38 years in the book of John. You can read that. I think the 5th chapter. That's a beautiful story about Jesus reaching out to somebody for 38 years, had nobody that cared enough about him to pick him up and put him in that pool, because that story tells about an angel stirring up the water. And when that water was stirred, whoever got into that pool was healed first. That's where that you hear there's hospitals called Bethesda. My son was born in Bethesda, my youngest. But Bethesda is a place where the angel stirred the water in the Bible. But you know, when he was paralyzed there, nobody could pick him up. Nobody cared enough because he couldn't do it himself. He was paralyzed, but Jesus picked him. Jesus touched him that day and healed him. But that's like you and I. We can be that one that picks up somebody, so to speak, through prayer and praying and helping. And helping them with food, helping them with clothes, and not looking down on them and shunning them because maybe they don't look kept. But saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to be that hand extended. And that's, you know what the Bible tells us about that? There's a scripture in the Bible. It says in Proverbs, whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward them for what they have done. That's precious in God's eyes. Those who
oh my God, this is so it's so amazing, Amber, for you to say all these wonderful things. I'm getting a message in from Twitter. So the people that are out in the park, there's some rules out there
Yeah.
You know, and some people die on the street or they're in the hospital.
Yes.
They get medical attention, but going out and doing the mission work is wonderful. And the question is this. Do you give blankets to people? How do you get a blanket to somebody that needs it?
Yes. I could say that I have two ladies down in Florida that when I come down, they're doing it there while I'm not there. They're continually through the church. New Life Church of God in Deerfield, Pastor Ash, at the church there, they have a drop-off, you know, where they could do that. Or a couple of the ladies down there could receive them. When I come in February, I can, but I can definitely help out, get, you know, anybody who wants to help. That would be wonderful.
Thank you so much. I'm excited that you're coming in February because I know we're going to have to meet up. It's going to be a bear hug.
Absolutely.
Big time, Amber.
I'm excited.
Yes, for sure. Ah, yes,
you know,
I'm so excited.
I can tell you there's one of the things that the listeners are listening, one thing that you could read. You know, first of all, I admonish you, and I think you know, Deborah, every day when I do my videos, most likely the first thing I say is I want to encourage you today to seek Jesus first and read your Bible and pray and go to church. I will continually say that. Some people say, oh, I don't need church. Why do I need to go to church? I can serve the Lord right good and well in my house. Wow. Did you know you're hurting yourself? Did you know that when you go to church, your faith is built up? The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But how can they hear unless there be a preacher? And how can there be a preacher unless he be sent? And you know, you need to be in a church that's preaching truth. Yeah, there's a lot of churches out there that are money hungry and, oh, send me $1,000 and you're going to get your answer prayer. Shame on that. Shame on that. When Jesus was in the New Testament, you will read about Jesus turning over the tables in God's house because they were trying to sell things in God's house. God, what did Jesus say? My house shall be known for a house of prayer. So if you're going through hard times and you don't know where to turn, you can go to the house of God. I know my home church, Shekinah Christian Assembly in West Palm Beach, Brother Joe Garrett, that's my home church. I love, love, love those people. I love my church. And when I do the ministry work and I'm down in South Florida in the Pompano Deerfield, I go to New Life Church of God. I say those things because I want people to know there's a refuge. There's a house of safety. We're living in a time where things are crazy. The Bible says in the last days that good things would be spoken of as evil and evil as good. Look around you. It's not like it used to be. It's really crazy, but let your heart be kind. Don't let the things that are going on around you change you where you become bitter and cold, because that's only going to hurt you. It's only going to hurt you. But get into God's Word and start praying. You know, the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians, the fifth chapter, it talks about the fruits of the Spirit. What are they? Goodness, kindness, gentleness, meekness, loving, temperance. Who does that? Who gives us those fruits? God Almighty. And when you start praying for that to be real in your life, then your life is going to change and everyone around you. And those, it'll affect people. You know, you can affect people in a good way or a negative way. I choose to be happy, Deborah. I choose to have kindness and show love. When I'm hurt, yeah, we're all human. We can cry and we can get hurt by people and we can maybe even do the wrong thing and lash out. But you know what? Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Just make a big mess of your life. But if you do things the way God's Word says to do it, you can't go wrong.
What I love, Amber, is, and why I was thinking about you as, you know, the guest for the show, I'm feeling so lucky to have you with me today. You know, when we say practice kindness, kindfulness and mindfulness, all of that whole recipe to make one, but actively we're bringing attention to be kind to ourselves and to others. It's really kind of a hybrid, the whole thing, and it feels good to connect with others and show compassion. And realistically, when I was looking at this topic, when I was thinking about you, ladies and gentlemen, I have Amber calling in from Virginia Beach. She's also affiliated from Florida. She's coming back to the area soon. She's in Broward. She's showing a lot of love in Broward. I'm here in Palm Beach. And we're showing each other some love. And anybody else in our communities that we can serve, you can message me at passionspodshow@gmail.com or call the talk show line off the air at 561 856-0100. It's really important that I have you with me today, Amber. And let's just continue on while we still have a little bit of time left. We're reaching out to others. We're taking care of ourselves because God does say, He does say, take care of yourself, but also take care of others. And the random acts of kindness that we are propelled to give is a blessing.
Yes. You know, 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, is the love letter. It tells you about love. If we could read that and we would just get that in our hearts, you know, the Bible tells us put on charity. It's like my pastor used to say years ago. You got to think about it. You go into your closet, what do? You put a coat on when it's cold, right? Well, you got to put it on. Well, guess what? You got to put on charity. You got to put on love. You may not want to. You may go, I don't want to do this. Every single thing you get in your body might be saying, I do not want to be kind to that person. Oh, no. But guess what? Do it anyway. Show love anyway. Because that's where your answer lies. This world is so full of hatred and rage. You know, it's funny. I took my grandbaby to the park today, like I was telling you earlier, Deborah, and there was a man there, and his name was Travis. And I was telling him, yeah, I got to head back. I got a radio show I'm going to be running. He goes, oh, really? And we just started talking. He goes, oh, so you're a Christian. He goes, well, are you extremist? Are you one of those? I said, listen, I don't believe in beating people over the head to try to make them conform and be what they should be. I can tell you what, if you love people, there's your answer. And that's what Jesus said. He said that love never fails. Love will never, you know, first let me read this real quick. Love is patient. This is from 1 Corinthians 13. Love is kind. Love isn't jealous. It doesn't sing its own praise. It isn't arrogant. It isn't rude. It doesn't think about itself. It isn't irritable. It doesn't keep track of wrongs. It isn't happy when injustice is done, but it's happy with the truth. Love never stops being patient, never stops believing, never stops hoping, endures all things. Yeah, love never fails.
Thank you so much for that. And a shout out to Travis because he may be tuning in from his phone device. I hope he is because this is the real deal. Passions is here to love and serve others. And also my guests are so special that I have the opportunity to be on the air with Amber today, calling in from Virginia. She's going to be back in South Florida in February 2023, and I was continuing on to read just a few more things about this topic, and it talks about, as I said, oh, this feels good when you help others. It feels good, and so we know kindness is key, but they talk about the helper's high, Amber. They talk about the helper's high, and it makes us happy to be good to others, and from our heart, there's some emotional wellness coming from there. And then it goes on to say that it's contagious. There's a ripple effect, ladies and gentlemen, and it's a wave of kindfulness. And if it's the helper's high, I'm all for it. I wanted to share that with you because you're so sweet. When I watch your videos, there could be anything you're going through, and you're listening to Amber say, I'm right here. If you need to write me, I'm available. And then she goes on to do a scripture reading for the day and just really embark on how can you change somebody's day. You take a couple minutes to enhance somebody else's life. What do you think?
Yes, you know, I'll never forget this one gentleman. He wrote me on my messenger, and he told me, he said, you don't know, he said, I listened to your message today, and you don't know what it did for me. He said, I've been so far from God all these years. He said, but you know what? I'm going to get my life right with God. That's what I do it for, you know? Love is the strongest thing that's out there. There's nothing that compares to love. You can love somebody who's nice to you and kind to you, yeah, that's easy. But what about those that aren't? What about your family members that you haven't talked to for years because there's bickering and there's meanness and there's somebody that hurts somebody and now I don't want to talk to my family member anymore? you know, I can share really quick. I'll share because my twin and I were so very close. We were identical. We did everything together. But there was a time in her life, and I don't know how it happened and why it happened, she felt that I offended her. But you know what? You know how many people don't talk because of misunderstandings and wrong things that are thought or heard, or you think one thing and it's not true? She wouldn't talk to me. It was our birthday, March 31st. For the first time my whole life, all my years I was with my twin, she wouldn't talk to me. And I didn't know what was going on, you know? But I had to give it to God. I had to start praying for her. You know, when you start praying for those that are mean to you, it's going to change you. It's going to change your life. It's going to change them. And I took that bus to see my mama on Mother's Day, and my twin lived with my mom. And like I was telling you, Deborah, she passed away May 21st. But I was on that bus on May 2nd, and I hadn't talked to my twin for so long. I didn't know how she was going to receive me, and I didn't understand what she was thinking or feeling or why she was mad at me. I honestly did not know. But, you know, I prayed two prayers on that bus that day. I said, God, only you can change the situation and cause my sister to know that I didn't do what she thinks I did or didn't hurt her. Oh, I don't understand why she's upset at me and won't talk to me for all these years. But God, could you speak to her? Could you show her that it's wrong, what she's feeling? It's not true. And Deborah, on May 2nd, when I got to my mom's house in Delaware, I walked up those stairs to my twin sister's room. And she said, Amber, I am so sorry for what I've done. I thought things that weren't true, and God showed me last night when I was sleeping I was wrong. He spoke to me in my dream and said, you were wrong for what you're thinking. She said, will you forgive me? I said, oh, April, I love you. I forgive you. It's okay. I spent a week with my sister. She was sick. We thought she had COVID, but she ended up passing away from pneumonia. It's a long story what happened. Nobody knew. I was able to spend one whole week with my twin. When I went home to Florida, I got a call from my mom that my twin sister passed away in her sleep on May 21st. But do you know what? God restored everything and touched her. He touched me. I was able to do that. But do you know that there's people in this world that go out and they're mad at their family and they hate their brothers or sisters? I would say to you today, if there's somebody in your family, a sister, a brother, a mom, a dad that you haven't talked to for years because maybe they did horrible things to you. Maybe there was things that were justified that you don't talk to them. Can you get it right? Could you let this be the time in your life that you say, hey, I'm going to push it all aside and I'm going to show kindness, I'm going to show love? That would be beautiful. That would be beautiful not only for them, but also for you.
Stand by, Amber. Stand by, ladies and gentlemen. We're down to about a minute on the clock. It's really been a pleasure to have you on the air. We're talking about kindfulness. And, you know, we can do a prayer real quick before we sign off. Let's do it for our twins. Go ahead, Amber. Lead us in prayer.
I will pray for those. I know my twin, I know she's with Jesus, but I'm going to pray for those that are listening. Like you had asked me, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity to speak of your word and your love, Father. And Lord Jesus, if any out there that are hurting, could you touch them today? Could you touch them through what's been said? Could you touch their hearts right now and let them know that you love them? Those that might be even upset at you, God, and don't want them want you in their lives, could you touch their hearts today and show them how much, how great and mighty your love is, God? There's nothing that compares to your love. You love people more than we could ever love them. So God, turn the hearts of men and women today. Turn them back to you. Help our country, God, to show love, and let us get back in the right place that we can be happy in our lives and have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas this year. And I ask this, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' precious name, and bless Deborah and her ministry here, Lord. Bless her radio show and let it flourish. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Stand by, everybody. We're down to about 30 seconds. This was a great show, and I thank you so much, Amber, for being with us. We're streaming worldwide, and we'll talk to you next time, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Amber.